You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. You are officially on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle Cohen, as you always are here on Tuesdays, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, and welcome to the couch. I have an amazing guest coming up for you today, and you're going to get a lot of great information about how to live a better life in general. As a matter of fact, how to become more of a divine genius. All right. My guest author today is Adam Paul, and here he is popping up on the screen. Hey, Adam, so nice to have you here on the couch with me.
It's so nice to be here on the couch with you, Dr. Michelle, and I look forward to diving in today and see what wants to be revealed. I'm excited to be here, and these are such important times and so much going on for so many of us. It's good to be connecting with you and all the work that you're doing in the world and sharing with your community.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to have you. And I want to thank you for writing this book, Divine Genius, because it really does lay out. You have some amazing 13 wisdoms in here to help people along their journey, their spiritual journey. And I think people will really get into it. It's a very comfortable read as well. And, you know, my listeners are all into this kind of information because they kind of want to be a little more higher conscious, you know, in their lives at this particular time, especially. It's not, like you said, it's not an easy time for all of us. And that's, to me, what I try to teach and also what it's all about. This is the new discovery of who we are. And you also come highly recommended by some amazing people with your book here. Bruce Lipton, one of my favorite authors and guests, of course, and teachers, of course, says he highly recommends your book to manifest our intentions and thrive into the future, which is beautiful. Also, you have so many other accolades here, but are you kidding me? Adam, Lynn McTaggart? What? Lynn says, Divine Genius chronicles Adam Hall's psychic journey that resulted in the creation of his genius process. Follow Adam's lead and prepare to be catapulted from fear to love, darkness into light. And that's exactly what it's about. I want to jump into your book and talk about your journey and what led you to be where you are today. It really, this book is amazing. It's the unlearning curve is the way you phrase it here. And it paves the way for you to access your own divine genius, and your extraordinary journey opens the door for your own. So let's kind of jump into it, first of all. And you say this is the unlearning curve. So what does that mean? How can we unlearn what we've already learned in our lives?
Well, thank you for that. And it has been quite a ride and quite a journey. And we're living in a time of tremendous change. And I believe it's calling upon all of us, Dr. Michelle, to really show up for our deeper truth and what that is for us. It's not to be defined by anything out in the world, certainly not the media or anybody else, including the teachers and the gurus and all of that. It's about defining that for ourselves. And what I found in my journey to genius is that it's not as much about what you need to acquire. It's as much about what you need to let go of, to surrender all that no longer serves you.
Right.
And I have studied Eastern and Western traditions and Jungian psychology and whatnot. And ultimately, I've become quite a student of A Course in Miracles and the shamanic path. And in that training and in those teachings and in the work that I'm doing in the world, it's not so much of needing to be anything other than what we already are. And that's our innate beauty of our own heart and our own soul, the genius that lies within each of us.
Yeah.
But in order to discover that for ourselves, we need to peel away all that keeps us from realizing that and experiencing it in our lives. In other words, it empowers each of us as individuals that we can do this work in and of ourselves. We all have the ability to choose the path we want to go forward, but often we default into what in the externals. If I only had love, if I only had more money,
right?
If I only, you know, that whole thing. And that's the same old kind of insanity that all of us go through. So what I put forth in the Divine Genius, what I call the unlearning curve, is really taking a look at the source of the problem that keeps us in a place of separation of our own light, of our own love, of our own genius. And that journey is about unlearning those limiting beliefs, but it's very specific. And it's almost too simple to be real, but it's that simple. And that is, there is one problem and there's one solution. And that one problem is the idea of a separate self.
Right.
A piece of our mind we call our ego self that separates us out.
Yes.
And that place just requires an unlearning. We don't want to learn. We just allow that to go the way it's supposed to go for each of us. Yeah. So that's a little idea of unlearning.
No, that's beautifully said. We have to get out of the way of ourselves, right? I mean, it's difficult. And, you know, speaking about that, I was reading, of course, your book at the beginning about your journey. You had seemingly a successful life. You had a family, you had, you know, you were married. So I'd love the viewers and the listeners to learn more about your journey that led you into the spiritual investigations and your own self-discovery. What happened in your life that shifted you into these teachings?
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, because I think it's important that we don't bypass our stories and our journeys, that we go right into them. And I really was living what I would say is the picture perfect life. I had really achieved the American dream with successful career in real estate and three beautiful, amazing daughters in my life, and living kind of the good life, so to speak. And yet something was missing, and it was evident. And it usually, this is how it appears for many of us, something doesn't feel good.
Right.
And, you know, for me, it was Tums in the morning, sun up on the way to work, and tequila in the evening, sun down on the way home.
Sure.
And here, right, Dr. Mayo? So here is a sure sign that my life was not working. There were a lot of other things, and there were a lot of blessings too. But the point was, is that I was called to pay attention and listen to something that was calling me. And it did take a bit of a midlife crisis, to say the least, but it was a midlife awakening, of course. And it did take a dark night of the soul and letting myself, old self, go away to really begin in earnest on the path to just show up, because that's what we can do. We can just show up. And that was the journey, is just taking those first steps for showing up and beginning the journey to unlearn. Of course, I didn't know it at the time,
but I
went for it. Went for it. I risked it all to really have it all. And I'm in the journey of that growth still and that learning still, but life is more full and it's more joyful and more abundant. And the shame and the not worthiness and the little wounded me has fallen away quite a bit. And I think you work with a lot of people and you understand that, I would well imagine.
I do. And, you know, it's interesting you said that, because a lot of people come to me, you know, to work with me, and, you know, they've had trauma in their life, where they've had situations where they know, you know, they have that feeling. It's like, my gosh, things aren't right. I just don't feel vibrant anymore. I don't wake up with joy. I'm living on medication, or I'm living on, you know, just this routine of going, there's got to be something else. And this is why a lot of people come to me, you know, for help, because I work with discovering, you know, their own higher power, as you talk about in this book, and the fact that we are all one, and of course talking about the importance of love and the heart brain work we need to do. So who were some of the people who helped you in your spiritual journey along the way?
Well, I think that's a great question to reference, because sometimes we feel in our own place of where we are that it feels hopeless. It can feel that a bit mm-hmm. we're a bit lost, and most certainly alone. And I begin to realize that in the journey, that in my loneliness, that I was not alone, that there were guides that are available to me. And so at first I begin to listen more deeply to my heart, instead of allowing strictly my ears to tune into what's out in all this, you know, noisier than ever universe we live in. Yeah. Just listen to my heart a bit. And we have guides. And for some of us, maybe that is some kind of angel or guardian angel or guide. Or in my case, I had worked with an ascended master that just was speaking gently through me and helping to guide me forward. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it didn't begin there. It began by asking questions. Questions that we're curious about. There must be another way forward. Yes. Please, spirit world, please show me another way forward. Please offer me something that can enlighten my eyes and awaken my heart to what is potential, what's possible for me.
Right.
And that began with just reading and exploring. Right. And I don't necessarily subscribe to traditional religion, or certainly not Judeo-Christian beliefs, although I was brought up in a home along those lines. But it just created more limiting beliefs. So I needed to let go my fixed ideas of what was possible, and became very receptive to be really in the discernment of what was calling and speaking to me. And then to act upon those initiatives, not out of fear, but out of trust.
Right.
Out of trust to step into what was calling forward. So those were some of the guide. Of course, I had teachers come along on the way, and some of the well-known people that I pay attention to, and I still work with teachers, because it doesn't matter who we are. We're here. We need teacher, right?
Right, exactly. So, you sort of went into meditative states. You learned a lot from a lot of people, and you went into the Course in Miracles. You had some shamans who guided you as well, and did a lot of reading, as you said. So you would go into a meditative state and ask whoever, guides or perhaps your higher self, for information in order to open up and learn things that would enable your, you know, higher consciousness, or however you want to call it. That's what you would do, huh?
Well,
answers. You got it.
Well, exactly. And I think we may be seeking the answers, but most importantly, I think what happened for me was I was seeking a receptivity so that I would be able to get out of my way of myself, as you referenced earlier, because that's the number one obstacle on the path, is really the self sabotaging in the fear to even step into what was unknown. And of course, we don't even know what's unknown, because it's unknown. We just have the idea of it. So that journey really begins with that self-inquiry. And that begins really by looking, for me, more deeply into where I felt most unloved, Dr. Michelle, where I felt least held in my life.
Right.
So that I can embrace my own inner healing. And the beauty of this is each of us have the power to do this. And in the divine genius, the unlearning curve, this is about recognizing and grabbing a hold of your innate power and ability to choose and define the life that you want to live, not our past of our parents or our upbringing or some trauma, but not our media or anybody, including us sitting here talking. This is not about us. It's about you as the listener, you as the person that's really showing up to be the heroine or the hero of your own life, and embracing the tools that can get you there in a very short, clear manner, not kind of or bypass, but just directly into what's going to heal your life and what's going to bring you the fullest place of fulfillment and joy and love in your life, and abundance, of course. It's exciting to be even talking yes. about it with you, Dr. Michelle.
Aw, thank you. It is. It's really exciting, especially to talk about your book. And by the way, in case you just tuned in, guys, here, if you're watching us or if you're listening to us here on latalkradio.com, Divine Genius, Adam Hall's latest book. It's an amazing journey. And also he talks about really 13 wisdoms that he has learned from, you know, just tuning in and getting information from his guide, and I guess other guides as well. But maybe we can touch on some of those teachings and you can share some of the wisdom that you learned with others.
Well, I'd be happy to. And before we do, I'll just make a quick little comment that each of us carries forth wisdom in our life's journey. Some of the best wisdom I'm getting now is from my newest of 5 granddaughters. Can you believe that?
Wow, congratulations. That's amazing.
She's little baby Jada, just turned 1. And she's reminding me to be in the magic and the curiosity of life.
Yes.
And so wisdom is not just coming with age, which it does, but it comes from all corners. And I'm, you know, for me, Mother Nature held a lot of wisdom, and each of us carries these important wisdom. And I think the important thing before we talk about a few of these universal wisdom teachings is it's a function. A wisdom is a function of not just having information, but having the knowledge that you gain through experience.
Right.
In other words, we can sit on the couch, no pun intended, but you know, you get people get up and they walk into the world, and you ask them of them is to show up for themselves and put their experience and the wisdom that you share to work in the world. So this is what it's about, is showing up, because we can have all of the information in the world, but if we're not showing up to create the experiences and live it in our lives, then it just doesn't really mean anything. So the wisdom that I bring forth, these 13 wisdom teachings, are they're very much applicable in our relationships with our family and our community and our loved one, relationship with ourself. And it most importantly is really getting into that place, as you share with your clients and your audience, is that deep self-acceptance, that place of the love of our own lives and who we are, even in the pain. And that was part of my experience, was to love the parts of myself, Dr. Michelle, that felt so unloved, that felt they just needed to be held and loved more. So wisdom comes through the journey. It's not an arrival point, of course. It's the journey of that. Yes. And the journey to genius led me to these 13 universal wisdom teachings. Uh-huh. And there's a few critical ones. And I say critical because without them, then there's no foundation to really move forward in the most fullest way to your genius. So it's like if you're building a home, you want to have a solid foundation, right? Yeah. So these first 4 teachings, and I will keep it brief because in the book it's very detailed and there's a process to discover these for yourself. But the first 4 are foundational.
Yes.
And the first one is forgiveness.
Oh, boy.
And of course, we all talk about forgiveness, but the challenge that we experience with forgiveness as we know it is we're forgiving someone for something that happened. In other words, we are in a judgment of what happened. Right. And we're also in the place of being the victim or the perpetrator of what happened. So right. The idea of forgiveness that I put forth in the Divine Genius, the unlearning curve, is not to deny what happened,
right. But
it's through an acceptance of what happened in it, that there was quite simply an error in judgment. It was an error for what did not happen. And what did not happen is I forgot of my own self. I was looking and blaming someone else. And the idea of this is really right. To recognize, well, I was separate from it. I'm in judgment of this situation, and that the place that I want to hold in forgiveness first and foremost is myself, that I'm not here to judge myself. I'm not here to be shame myself for what happened here. I'm not here to be guilty of what happened. And as such, I need to do the same for the other person, because we both made that same error at the most basic level. We forgot of our connection.
Yes.
And then we perpetrated, so to speak, or we acted upon something that within ourselves that created the circumstance. So we must forgive ourselves, if you know what I'm saying. And that's the key.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's not like let's just let ourselves off the hook or become narcissists and saying, well, I did what I did. No, what you're saying is stop torturing yourself the rest of your life with I should have, I could have. The fact that we recognize things that we have done or hurt others is a lovely thing. A lot of people, you know, just make excuses or whatever. But it's so important. And I think one of the most common reasons, again, why people come and chat with me is because they just have these neural patterns of beating themselves up for what they should have done or how they could have done something. And, you know, as you said there, whatever the backstory is from their upbringing or, you know, you should be. But there is something about self-forgiveness that it really is freeing. And it's saying, look, and I think this is what you're saying, I have a journey and this is part of my learning journey. And I did what I did, I guess, for reasons to learn and come out of it and some way make amends with those individuals. And if they're not around to do so, make amends with yourself and understand why you needed to learn those lessons.
Yes, absolutely. Because ultimately it poses the question, do you want to continue to live your life in the future's past?
Yes.
Do you want to allow the past to guide your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, and how you come to life? That is a life of fear. And that is a life that creates disease, and it makes a life that's not going to be fulfilled. First, shedding ourselves, not through ignoring, but through going right into the heart of the issues that are that we every single one of us have in one sense or another, and creating a deep process of forgiveness. And the forgiveness process that I put forth is one that allows to be those patterns within ourselves to be rewired in our belief system, in our neurology, but also to allow us to show up to say, well, I'm about forgiving something. I want to, instead of forgiveness of self, it's more, what do I want to give? I'm in favor of giving empathy. I'm in favor of compassion and kindness.
Yes.
I'm not in being angry for somebody's action out in the world. I'm saying, oh my gosh, I feel compassion for that person that they're acting in such a way. So forgiveness offers us the opportunity like no other, as you know, to really free ourselves into the present moment, free ourselves into our lives of fullness. And it's the most rigorous practice that I do, Dr. Michelle, every day, walking around, you know, I'm finding myself, thinking about that person. And that way I'm just fallible like anybody else. And just know that I need to be forgiving of myself. And ultimately, whether someone else chooses to do that, that's none of your business. Our business is to forgive ourselves.
Yes.
Whether they do or not, that's their business.
Sure.
Right?
It's our own particular journey. It's our own particular you know, teachings that we have to learn within ourselves. And yeah, and you can't, you know, it's allowing and loving someone else to discover what they need to learn too. You know,
truly. And that's, you know, and I think about life experiences, you know, most certainly the life experiences that I have had, and I've, you know, create a little context for this is, you know, we can experience life, that life is happening to us. You know, that is truly the victim, the perpetrator, yes. The rescuer, the prostitute, or whatever you want to call it in that psychology. You can choose that, but you can also have some other choices. The other choice is, life is happening from me. In other words, we want to control life. We want to manage our life. Oh my God, I got this and I need to do this. And that can be crazy making in its own right.
Oh yeah. And
then the third choice, Dr. Michelle, is life is happening for us. Like you referenced,
I like that.
This is the life school, and we get to show up in our power, and we get to make our choices as we define, and we get to learn from things that are going on, to accept those things even in their most difficult place. And that is a very powerful choice. And then lastly, ultimately, when we find ourselves freed into our greater journey beyond, say, the past, what I found is life is happening through us. In other words, it's all coming in and flowing in this graceful, easier flow.
Yes.
And of course, it's not about one or the other of all of these. It's part of the richness that we all have. And I too am experiencing this life and this journey through these experiences. But I call everybody today to call you to invite everybody to show up that life is an incredible journey, as we know. And it's about what can we learn? What can we, and what can we unlearn? Because we can unlearn all those things that no longer serve us. So that's a bit of how forgiveness frees us into a greater life experience. And there's a few other teachings, but I don't know what your time is and things, that's the most important one.
I agree. I think it's a profound teaching, and it's something we all have to really get in touch with. I just wanted to shoot you a question, and you know, things come up as you talk, which, you know, I think, hey, this would be really great for some of my viewers and listeners, because
please,
I get a lot of people coming to me who have been through a lot of trauma in their lives,
yes,
and have had a lot of physical illness, or are still going through some serious physical illness right now. And they've said to me, Doc, why is God doing this to me? You know what I'm saying? It's like, why is God doing this? You know, I'm sort of dumbfounded. I have my own responses to that, but I'd love to hear your response to those people so you can share your wisdom with them.
Well, I first of all wanted to just honor and let all those that are going through powerful experiences of traumatic experiences that are present in their lives, whether they happened over the course of their lives, be it a death or a form of abuse or rape in particular, or even other things that are very severely challenging to our health. And my heart is with each of you, and my light and love goes out to you and your family as need be. And these are incredible circumstances that do offer us an opportunity to become the co-creators of our evolution.
Yes.
In other words, we can be stuck and stay in our trauma. And of course, there's an honoring of trauma, which is also a teaching that I have in the wisdom teachings, which is the third teaching, which is the one called death and surrender.
Yes.
And it's the trauma offers a gift, and it has in my life, and it's in my own way to receive the gift of surrender, to offer us an opportunity to be in the healing of trauma through an honoring of our own grief. Yes. And moving through the grief process and allowing that to organically move through us.
Yes.
And today, I'm not sensing we'll go in through a deeper grief process that many of us are in. But the point is to not be stuck in the grief process either, to honor ourselves, but to ultimately move through the trauma, because the trauma becomes the fuel into our own greatness, into our own genius.
Wow.
It's like source material.
Yes.
And so it's in, it's like, you know, life serves up what it serves up. And ultimately, the benevolence of the universe is all pervasive. So when we think of, you know, why would God do this? You know, that is a belief system that, and forgive me for not being tender, but it's a limiting belief. That it was defined by outmoded, outdated, no longer relevant Judeo-Christian upbringings that many of us grew up in our homes. And in that presence of that, there's seemingly a wrath of God, a hand of God that will strike us down because we seemingly are miserable sinners and that we must conform to the dogma and the rules of a religiosity, wherever that may be, and that if we do not do that, then we will continue to be victims, not of our life experience, but a victim of God's wrath. And nothing more could be untrue. We were never kicked out of the Garden of Eden. We're still very present here. And in that place, it's a seemingly a very tight, narrow box I found of being the victim of something else. And it's about time, if I do say, and I got a little bit of straight talk for myself often, and one of the key things that I put forth with my clients is, to be radically honest with yourself, B, see things for how they are, not for how you want them to be. And I was just going through a whole nother iteration with a couple of my daughters, and I'm in the journey of it, that is just about acknowledging the reality of where the relationship is and what is being asked to be healed and loved more deeply and held.
Yes.
So this is a process that it's like, hey, we got to be real with ourselves because ultimately we are here to take our own power back, to choose the life that we want to live and not allow God or a priest or a guru or a teacher or anybody outside of ourselves claim that power. That is the power that belongs to us to heal our life, to co-create a life of our heart's truest desire and embrace our genius. So hopefully that helps people that are experiencing these things. And again, my heart is with you. My light is with you. And there is a way forward through this and through embracing this as a wonderful gift and opportunity to be even a more magnificent, beautiful human being that you are right now.
Oh, that's beautifully said. And, you know, on your point, you know, about facing our mortality and, you know, people like Dr. Bruce Lipton and Lynn McTaggart, and, you know, they've had a lot of experiences and journeys, and all of the amazing teachers you've worked with, you know, teach us about getting out of this life and going into the next dimension phase, whatever that means. Did you learn about the third wisdom teaching? Did you learn that there is a lot more beyond this physical journey here? Did you learn about an afterlife, or what were some of your insights that you received from your teachings?
Well, thank you for that. And it wasn't so much about learning an afterlife, although it does have a lot to do with experiencing the lives that I've lived, if you believe in that, but it was about living the fullest life I have right now.
Okay.
And the presence of the question that I asked at the first part of my book, mm-hmm. Divine Genius, was, can you get out of this life alive?
Right.
and people go, well, what? And that's what I said. What? And I begin a quest for what I describe as the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail, meaning to live a life of immortality, to be in the timeless nature of who we are as divine beings. And let me share a little more, if it's okay with you, that when I realized, but it's true in general, when we identify strictly as a body, a physical being, then of course we're going to die, because everything in the world does. The sun will even die someday. But when the path takes us along the place where we begin to ask some questions, is there something greater than myself? How can I serve that if there is? The answers begin to appear, and they begin to appear for me as I begin this quest around the world. And you don't really have to go anywhere, because it's all inward anyway. Yeah. But I begin to explore what else is there. And our purpose is all the same for everyone, and oddly, and that is to just discover the authentic self within, that soul self that is yearning to let itself out of the darkness of where we've been living in our lives. And in that journey to genius, into that inner temple, the question arose for me, as I said, can I get out of this lifetime alive now? This is not something we wait to the end of our lives, to our last breath, to go, oh my God, what else? I feel unfulfilled. Be fulfilled now. Live your life now, because we can die consciously. In other words, the idea of our genius process is letting go of the piece of our mind, that ego self, that separate self, that thought.
Right.
That thought of separation, because that's all it is, to let it go. So psychologically, we die and let go, and along with it, all the things that no longer serve your journey. You can let go of that. And that's what I put forth, a process of unlearning that system, that mindset that says, hey, you are separate. Hey, you are disconnected. Hey, you're not worthy. Hey, you know, here's a little bit of happiness. Oh, here's some health disease issues, because that mindset diseases. That mindset is a diseased mind that is, in my opinion, is what has brought the humanity to where it is today. And of course, it's projected itself in so many ways, and primarily through the patriarchal, but it won't go there. But ultimately, this is about the wellness of you. And it's not selfish to be tending to the well-being of your heart, your soul, and there is a way forward. So there's some thoughts and ideas, and hopefully that's helpful.
Great stuff. This is really interesting stuff. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle Cohen. And my special guest today is Adam C. Hall. He's talking about his latest book. It's called Divine Genius. And it's the unlearning curve. So y'all have to unlearn a lot of the ways that you've learned in whatever methods and experiences you've had in your life, is sort of to discover your authentic self. As you know, Adam just said, we're talking about our own mortality, how to live life now, and how to learn from some of our experiences. And on that, to that point, you were talking about just moving on and creating our own lives. How can we become, as you say, the co-creator of our lives?
Well, that's the most important thing, is once we know that we're not victims,
right?
That we're not in a place of disempowerment.
Right.
Once we decide to stop playing small, we can begin to show up for ourselves.
Right.
And in that process of showing up for ourselves, what I found in along the way is there's guides. There's the abundance of the universe starts to show up, people, wisdom, resources, opportunity. So we can step more fully into becoming the co-creators of our life's destiny. And new science is now showing us, Dr. Michelle, that we can rewire our brains. The malleability of our brains and our wiring that has locked us into limiting beliefs, we can really modify that in its present time to become right. connected as co-creators with really what is the quantum field, right. the greater field of infinite possibilities. This isn't some far-fetched idea. Right. This right. is coming through new medicine.
Right.
It's coming through new science.
Right.
It's coming through a spirituality. And now it's offering us a way to become empowered in our own truth, what I refer to as our genius, our authentic self. Mm-hmm. And so that co-creative place happens when we get out of our own way. And when we kind of begin, yeah. when we begin to be in our heart and we begin to be, well, let me just say, I would say we have the audacity to be ourselves.
Yes.
Audacity to say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. And this is where I'm going. And I am here to embrace you and your same truth. And together we can find our way to create a new story yeah. and a new earth together. But it's yes. work. And we're in the journey together to do it. So I'm happy to be hanging with you a little bit.
Oh, me today. Too. Me too with you. And, you know, I think we all attract, you know, like-mindedness, you know, in many ways. And I think my viewers and listeners and need this information too on some level to, you know, just find out more about what your journey has been that you're teaching others and, you know, seeing our ego for what it is. And also something that I hear all the time from patients and, you know, other people who respond to this show, overcoming our fears. And again, those are ego based things, but it's very hard, especially as you started out the show talking about this is a difficult time for all of us. You know, this has been really for the world. This is a unification that's needed to be heard and understood. And I think, you know, it's a heads up for what's really important. And I think overcoming these fears and not to be in denial, and that's not what you're intending in your book, but you're talking about overcoming our fears and fully live from love. So if you could just kind of briefly share what that is, because we're going to have a hard break in just a couple of minutes. I think that's a really important point.
Well, it is. It is. And because we're living in a time that seemingly is very dangerous for humanity. We have great changes in our outer environment, our climate. We have great biological changes with the virus and other things that are emerging. It is the beginning of great change. And the very purpose of my writing this book is to help others to not only meet that change, but to be the change themselves.
Yes.
To not go with the flow of what's out there, but to be the flow of their lives, to be Beautiful. The co-creators of their lives. And what stops us is fear. Uh-huh. And what we fear, oddly, is not simply our death, but we fear the death of ourselves, of who we think we are.
Yes.
Because that is what is feared. We don't fear the unknown because think about it. We don't know what the unknown is. And life is a choice that, and this is very specific to A Course in Miracles that I've been studying and teaching for the last 18 years. And that is, it's either fear or love.
Right.
You get to choose one or the other. And one offers a very conditioned, reactive experience, and one offers a very unconditioned, boundless experience of co-creation and love.
Right.
You get to choose. This is an important time to have that power, is it not?
It is. Beautifully said. So guys, if you want to pick up Adam C. Hall's book, Divine Genius, The Unlearning Curve, and paving the way for you to access your own divine genius. And it's an extraordinary journey and a great read. Thank you so much for being here on the couch. The time's gone by really fast. And I wanted to cover so many other topics. But now it's up to you viewers and listeners to pick up his book and find out. And also, the best way that viewers and listeners can find out about you is to go onto your website, right?
Yeah, I'd like to invite everybody to drop onto my website. It's www.adamhall.solutions. Adamhall.solutions. I've got a lot of resources there. There's resources for manifestation. There's resources for healing. There's assessment resources.
Great.
But one of the things that I'd really like to offer is something I'm just giving away.
Sounds good, but we do have a heartbreak, and I'm getting some information here from my producer that we do have to wrap. But
okay.
I'm so sorry. And if you all can go ahead and check out Adam Hall's website, that would be awesome. And then you can get his book and find out his offerings. And that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So sorry to be so abrupt, but we got to make way for some other folks here. But thank you so much for being here.
No worries. Great to be here with you. Thank you, everybody. Blessings, love, be safe, and enjoy.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. Right here on LA Talk Radio.